This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, it's final football Friday, and here is J. Joseph Harrington. Are you excited for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
A lot of excitement there. A lot of juice.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, Ish.
Yes.
What are you going to do? Is Joey hosting a Super Bowl party that we weren't invited to?
No, my green couch. The green couch is gone. We were having like that conversation. It's like, you know, so we're what, 14 years into the green couch?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's seen some better days. And so we're trying to decide, like, do we buy a new couch? Or do we repair this one? And I was like, Sook and Rob would very much like us to repair the green couch. So the green couch is currently in what would the term be?
Reupholstering.
Reupholstering.
The south.
How much would you sell that thing for?
It's more than reupholstery. Like, this thing had some, structurally it was fine, but like we were sagging in some some spots.
You got to reinforce.
You know, the frame was still intact, but like there was some the we need some refill in the cushions, right? There were some potholes.
I did that with my favorite chair. Like, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago, but I just I did it myself, and you know, my craftsmanship is.
How'd that go for you?
Well, hey, it looks fine, but if someone were to ever flip over and look underneath the chair, and they would see my handiwork, well, let's just say that I kind of ham and egged it. But from a just when you look at it, it looks great. Brand new cushion, structurally same thing. Had to replace a couple wood slats. I just it's not the prettiest of jobs, but you know.
What kind of chair is this?
Like a, I don't know, like a club chair, you know? It's not a Lazy Boy, but it's like, it's my favorite chair. It just kind of sits. It's not a love seat. I don't know how to, like, if you were to go into like a doctor's office, like a waiting room chair kind of thing.
Okay.
And I sat in it. And
so
it was,
you went to the showroom and it was like, get me, I want, well, you know what's in a pediatrician? Like, make my house look like a pediatrician's office.
In fact, it's funny. It was my doctor is one of my friends, and it was one of his chairs. And he was like redoing stuff.
So you went to your pediatrician's office and said, make your office into my living room.
Well, he was like, hey, I'm getting rid of these. I was like, dude, I love this chair. He's like, you want it? And I said, yes. And like, I sat in it for years, and if you have a chair that you sit in all the time, you will destroy it. Like, it needs to be redone.
Yeah.
But you don't get rid of something like the green couch. No. It's like your chair. You've been through some stuff.
Yeah, we just had to pull it. It just needed a facelift. You know, we had to pull it tight in a few spots where it was set. It just kind of like turning 50, right? You know?
A little nip, a little tuck.
Just, you know, yeah, exactly.
I gotta tell you,
what are we talking about? Oh, well, we're talking about Super Bowl parties. Yeah. We can't have one because we don't have a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's... Well, wait a minute. I have so many questions now. First of all, I'd like to commend you for having a couch for 14 years.
Yeah, it's a hell of a run.
That's a really good run. I didn't know people kept couches for that long. And second, what is there now? Like, what's in there?
Just empty space?
Oh, it's just that the house feels... The room feels empty.
Yeah.
It's
you can't have a party.
No. Yeah, no, that it's...
Try it out.
It's just kind of a... So what we've done is we've pushed the coffee table back, right? And then we stacked, like, some blankets and pillows up against it so we can sit on the floor and still, like, lean back against something. Yeah. But, you know, it wouldn't be like, hey, come over and watch the Super Bowl and sit on my floor with, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Just,
wow, tough times at the Harrington household.
I didn't say that.
Well, I did. That's right. I mean, it's, you know, it's like, it's not easy when you don't have a nice couch.
It's not easy not being green.
So what will
I like that.
What, tell me your drinking day. Like, how do you, are you a pregame guy? Will you golf? When will you start drinking? What will you drink? How will your drinks progress? I want to know what Joey does on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, boy. You know, are we being honest here?
Well, I would hope so.
Always.
We're in the trust tree.
Jack has a soccer game.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Right before the Super Bowl starts.
Wow. Who does that?
So I will probably start drinking at his game. I didn't even get a response. Like, there wasn't even like a...
Well, I wanted to hear the deets.
What's wrong with
that? Well, that's pretty normal. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, dude, I see parents tailgating their kids' games all the time.
What do you think's in those Stanley mugs? Yeah. I mean, come on. We know.
A little sip.
We've been parents.
Yeah.
Seriously? You drink at your kids' games?
Well, my kids don't play anymore, so I'm not going to answer that question. Right. I'm just saying I've seen...
You drinked?
Yes. I have
drinked at your kids' games.
Yes.
I have seen parents have tailgates out in front of their kids' games.
Yeah, I drank all the time at his games. I don't think that's uncommon.
I feel that there's a lot of judgment coming your way right now.
What's the matter with you?
It's not judgment. It's more like, I think, but it just reminds me of the Will Ferrell skit from Saturday Night Live, right? Where, like, that's the fear of, you know, if I start drinking at my kids' games, it's like, you know, you start, hey, you know, good job, Bobby. What the hell are you, you know, and then it just, it turns into, you cross that line.
Yeah.
How often did you cross the line at your kids' games then?
Me? Never.
Yeah.
Never.
No. I wasn't, I'm not that guy.
No.
I'm not that guy.
I'm a silent parent.
That's right.
Even with excessive amounts of alcohol?
I wouldn't say excessive. Yeah. I mean, it's just you need a couple drinks to get through it. It's really boring.
Yeah, there's a difference between a beverage or two and then, like, tying one. I'm not bringing, like, a rack with me.
I mean, come on. You know? We drink responsibly here.
Yeah. I'm not showing up with, a case of Bud Heavy, like, hey, let's do this. Yeah, it's just...
Okay, hold on. So now are we... I have a lot of questions. What sport are we talking about? Are we talking about basketball?
Baseball. Mine was baseball.
I'll tell you right now. I don't mean to be a sexist jerk, but I'm about to be a sexist jerk. You have boys. If you had girls and you sat through, like, 7 to 10-year-old girls volleyball, I promise you, you would have a drink. Because you would. Joey, because that ball does not go over the net very often. Try, again, 10-year-old girl basketball. That thing is going to be 8-2. And
to that point, we've done the second grade basketball co-ed, right?
Yeah.
And we just sit there and laugh as parents, or we would. Like, it was the most entertaining thing. Baseball, I could absolutely, I would need to... Yeah. I'd need to pregame before baseball.
It's rough. It's rough.
Pregame, during game, post game. It's all. You know, I mean, come on.
Within reason, right? Let's keep everything in moderation. No one needs to, no one needs to get loose out there.
You don't need to advertise it.
No.
You just,
same thing like trick-or-treating and,
That's exactly right.
You know, it's...
So would you bring it to the game in a stainless vessel of sorts?
That's usually what happens.
That's right.
If you see people in there rocking the Stanley mug, you got to 50-50 chance that that's not water.
50-50? Come on, man. It's like 95 to 5. Maybe somebody's drinking coffee or is a non-drinker, but most of the time it's booze. We all know that.
Did you have a time of, like, what if you had, like, a 9 o'clock, you know, 9 o'clock first pitch, 9 o'clock first serve? Are we bringing, you know, mimosas or what are we doing?
Probably a screwdriver.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine that his daughter was really into travel league stuff, and it was the same group of parents, and they would do full on, like, tailgates, wine, the whole deal, because they were at these tournaments that were like an all day thing. So, like, you would drive to Spokane, and like they were there from 7 a.m. till, you know, 7 p.m. Those parents got after it. That was not like I'm having one or two sips. Like some of that turns into a full on college tailgate.
So there you go. Yeah. So in other words,
I'm in the wrong circles then.
No, you're probably in the right circles. It's just
you got to ask around.
There are different circles.
You got to look around.
So you should drink before the soccer game. Get nice and housed. Have somebody drive you. Maybe Jack can drive to the game, and you know, coast through the game. No. Don't yell at the officials. No. And then get back home and roll pour in. You a nice one of those nice old fashions you make. Yeah.
And then yell at whoever scheduled the soccer. Like, no offense, right. But who the hell's in charge of that league scheduling?
I think it's a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, okay. You can get home in time for kick.
I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. So what time is kick? 3?
Usually 3:30,
something like that.
3:40.
Okay, yeah, so I can do it. That's doable.
Yeah, you got time. Good.
Okay.
That's doable.
All right.
Yeah. I think we saw something here today.
Preferred Joey Harrington food? Super Bowl foods?
Oh, but we didn't even go to the Super Bowl drink.
You're right. Okay, what are you going to have?
Probably an old fashioned.
Yeah. Nice.
You're wrong.
Yeah. I can't, you know, you really can't, but I think we're actually doing dinner with Emily's parents.
Okay.
And her mom, I think we're going over there at like halftime or something like that. Mm. And her mom's an incredible cook. Mm. And so I may have to like transition from old fashioned at the house, halftime head over to in-laws and have, you know, you got to have a glass of wine.
Wine, yep.
Well, it's a nice pivot.
Beautiful dinner. Like, if she's, like, going all out, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what champions do, is you pivot, right? I mean, you throw an audible in there, and that's fine.
So, really, the only thing we have left is, what are you going to drink in the morning? You know?
Coffee?
What?
Mm. Right. He's being responsible.
I don't know. Like, do you honestly feel like a drink in the morning?
On Super Bowl
and
Sunday.
If you say yes, then I'm going to refer you to somebody else.
Well, you don't need to judge or refer. You know, Super Bowl Sunday, I kind of do. I like,
it's
listen.
It's a little like Thanksgiving, right?
Suk and I are weird with the Super Bowl because.
Oh, okay. We're just talking about Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
You're not. You're,
yes.
You're,
no. What do you think we're talking about?
About like. Like no. a day, you know, I was like,
no,
I'm waking up every Sunday.
Sunday is a very special day, Joey. Yeah. And Suk and I are different because we host, you know, like I got invited. Well, actually, I didn't get invited. My friend always throws a really good Super Bowl party, but he has stopped inviting me because I just don't go. We have to host the show the next day. If I go to a party, I'm just going to have to rewatch the game for all the little things that we talk about on the show, right? So I'm just like, I don't ever go anywhere. I stay home all day and I just sit and I drink and I watch.
Yeah.
Maybe golf, but I watch. I can't golf right now, so I'm just going to watch the game.
Yeah.
And I think Suk does the same thing. I get
a little legal pad out.
Our couch.
And you just kind of
that's really
and
it.
I just kind of jot stuff down. It really is. It's not conducive
easier.
To the job.
Yeah.
If you go to a
that
party.
Makes that okay. So that makes sense. We had this conversation around Thanksgiving, right? And it's like, you swear, you know, what do you start with for the Lions game, and then what do you move to for the Cowboys game, and then
right.
Okay,
it's a process. It's a process. But you, like important people, have things going on.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
I don't.
Super Bowl Sunday is and Thanksgiving are probably my two. We're going to wake up and we're going to have a beverage.
I like to be nice and buzzed by kickoff.
And then the key is that you can maintain that throughout the course of the game. It's not about getting high. It's not about getting too low. It's about finding that nice, stable platform.
That's
and you ride the wave.
And then you can zero in on the commercials. Like, you're really focused.
Yeah.
It's kind of our Super Bowl, too, really.
It really is.
I mean,
I got to play like a champion on Sunday. I got to prepare. I may have pre-gamed yesterday already, and it's like my walkthrough happened yesterday.
Yeah. So, well, how about that segment? Well, I wanted to ask you about, before we get into the Super Bowl, which you seem lukewarm on anyway, I would like to ask J. Joseph Harrington, as a prominent member of the Portland community, mm-hmm. what he thinks of what is going on with your Portland Trailblazers. Mm. I want to know his opinion, ooh. If he has one. And we will get to that to start next segment and Joey Harrington's exclusive Super Bowl pick here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, the final Football Friday Super Bowl talk coming up in moments. But first, as I tease, Joey, I know you're a Blazer fan. You've had Blazers tickets, I think, haven't you, in the past?
I was, now we're getting into like therapeutic deep stuff today. Yeah. I was a season ticket holder for 17 years.
Oh. Was it the Jail Blazers that, did you give them up and never went back, or what?
No, Jail Blazers, I was like in high school.
I guess you're young.
No, I had a friend at the business school who kept trying to get me to buy tickets, and I was like, I'm not, you know, after Rashid threw the towel in Sabonis's face, I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this. I love the Blazers. As soon as you have a team to that I can root for, then I'm in. And he called me up and he says, hey, this guy died. And his family doesn't want the tickets.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody wants to, you know, we're like literally in like the downturn after the Jail Blazers, and nobody wants these things. Do you want them? And this was the year they drafted Roy and Aldridge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were like 20 and fifth, you know, 20 and whatever it was. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I can root for those guys. I will buy them. The next year they get Greg Oden and, you know, it goes through the roof. But last year I gave them up.
Hmm. I did. Why did you give them up, Joey?
Partly because my boys don't watch the Blazers. They don't, or not the Blazers specifically, but they don't watch basketball.
Yeah, they're soccer. They're,
you know, they love soccer, and you know, we grew up with Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter and Buck Williams and all those, you know, guys that like it was rolling. You know, let's be honest, like a good part of their childhood was trying to find someone to help Dame. And it's, you know, they love Dame, but it just didn't connect. And so, Yeah, and so I'm not going to go to the games by myself, and that's a lot of games. And so, you know, we have our Thorns and Timbers tickets.
And I'm sure, and when you want to go to a game, you know, you can grab a couple tickets. But yeah, if your kids or if your kids or significant other aren't into it, or you don't have a buddy you go to all the games, season tickets are probably it's a bit of a drag.
Oh, and we were looking at that bill at the end of the year, and it's like, let's see, we could either buy the tickets again, which we don't really use, and end up selling most of them, or we could go to Europe. It's like, let's use that differently.
Or fix the green couch.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think about what's going on? Like, would anything get you back? I mean, you're a fan. Like, fans are frustrated. Like, what does Joey think?
Again, like, I am truly, my frustration in the last, 3-4 years has been, it didn't feel like they were actively trying to, I don't know, like, they kept saying they were going to get help for Dame, and it didn't pan out, and then we're going to do, like, it just, with the ownership, and I was like, it just didn't feel like anybody was truly invested in what was going on for the success of the team, and, so, yeah, like, I just kind of, of course I'm always going to be a fan, and what will it take to get me back? Like, I never left. I just can't justify season tickets right now.
It's funny, my significant other, her bosses have a suite, and
fancy.
Yeah, well, it's one of those, it's a company thing, right? You know, they get them, and then they give them to employees, but the wife is a big fan. The husband is a fan, but not quite like her, and he was out. He was done. I mean, and that's a pretty penny for the suite. And the husband was like, done. And this stretch right here that they're on right now, I think she's talked him into taking it for another year. So, you know, it's weird. It matters. This 11-12 game run that they're on, for them, it was enough to convince him to re-up. And I think there's probably a lot of people that are kind of on that. Just give me something, because I think over the last few years, I think a lot of people are in your boat.
I think for me, it's also kind of a frustration in the structure of the league, in that we're never going to get a free agent, right? Nobody's going to cut. We watching them, like, year after year, try and get somebody to come to Portland to pair. Like, we literally had the best guard, you know, arguably Steph Curry, obviously, but, like, in the entire NBA, and we couldn't get anybody to come to Portland. So, like, unless you hit on the draft, but we've been sitting in this place where you're never going to be at the top of the draft to get the guy who's actually, so you're living in this world where you're just kind of treading water, and the, yeah, it's just really, it's frustrating.
And that's the weird part, is that this run that you're on is great, and it's getting fans re-engaged, but more than likely it puts you back in that, you're drafting 12th and you're praying to God that you end up with, you know, the developmental guy in 3 or 4 years that was the 12th pick that turns into Giannis or turns into Jokic, but it's a hell of a gamble.
Do you hope they sell?
I mean, don't they have to?
Yeah, maybe eventually.
Eventually. Maybe you can buy them.
Mm. You got $4
billion? No. Do I hope they sell? I hope they, whether it's through sale or just interest on their own, I hope they end up in the hands of somebody who cares.
Yeah.
And, most importantly, wants to keep them here, because that's what I'm scared of. That would be, you know, you sell to somebody who picks them up and moves them to Vegas, like, ooh, we got issues.
Yeah. This is Dearest Joey Harrington here. Now, Eagles or Chiefs, where's your money?
Where's my money, or where's my heart? We had this conversation.
I think your heart's with the Eagles, because you said you don't like
the Chiefs. Sorry, my head. My head or my heart. Oh. My heart is with the Eagles. My like, until you beat the Chiefs, like, it's one of those things, do I want the Eagles to win? Yes. Do I think they can win? Yes. Do I think they're probably a better, like, you know, like, you look at Saquon, you look at A.J. Brown, you look at, like, you go down the list of all these, and then there's this guy named Patrick Mahomes that, like, just keeps getting it done. And until you beat him, I don't see how you can bet against them.
I don't either.
Which is why I'm just kind of like, meh. I'm like, I understand the argument. Like, we're witnessing greatness. I experienced greatness. I experienced Tom Brady's double dynasty, right? What Mahomes and the Chiefs are doing right now, Brady did twice in two separate decades, different rosters. Like, I lived through that, both playing it and watching it. And it's kind of like been there, done that. Variety.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's how a lot of fans feel. Yeah. I get that. But as a man who played the position, how do you describe what Patrick Mahomes is?
Robotic. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what it is. Like, there's something about... I don't know. Like, it's not physical, right? It's not like you look at him and say he's the fastest guy out there. He's, you know, like Lamar Jackson, because he's not. We talked about this last time. Like, he and I pretty much had the same 40 time at the combine. He was a couple hundredths of a second faster than me. It goes back to that confidence, belief. Again, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady was not the best athlete out there. He was one of the worst athletes, you know, in comparison to everybody else. But he just won.
Did you see the story that some of Mahomes' teammates send him text messages, or they send him derogatory or inflammatory tweets from other people about him to piss him off so that he has that
chip on his shoulder,
that edge? Honestly, it's just incredible how many athletes, even the you know, like LeBron is the...
They need it.
They think of themselves as underdogs. It's unbelievable. And Mahomes has that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You have to. You have to.
You got to find it.
And we've talked... Yeah, because there's... At a certain point, you become complacent. You really do. Like, at a certain point, you've got enough money. You've got enough rings. Like, it's human nature. So you have to find a way to say, you know what, I'm being slighted somehow. I want more. And the great ones are able to trick themselves into believing it.
Yeah, it's the Jordan. That's all I needed for it. That's what he say, like in the documentary said, that's all I needed for me to take it personal. And yeah, it's that famous line where, and it was something so stupid, but he was like, well, it's personal now. And now watch this. And it gave him the edge.
All right. Well, I hope you have an edge tomorrow or Sunday when you're laying out your drinking day. Do it with fury.
I'll have an edge. Yeah. What bourbon? Like that. That's the question, though. Is like, what do you? We didn't get to yours. Like, what's your drinking day look like? Are you starting with like the hard stuff in the morning?
No. The hard stuff won't be until the game. Maybe even second half of the game, and maybe just one. You know, I like to go to bed early. I'm 80 years old. But, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I've been, I'll probably pop a bottle of Champs in the morning, maybe do some mimosas at the house, get out there, putt around a little bit if there's not snow on the ground.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz, yeah. And then, you know, I don't like the pregame or anything. I'll probably watch the Waste Management Phoenix Open with some delicious grape juice, i.e. wine. And then maybe have a cocktail for the game. That's what I'll do.
Sounds like a good Sunday to me.
I think it's a great Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds delightful.
Life's great. All right, you have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.